you know, calls like that, man. Like I said, the game much bigger than me. You know, I always feel like I can get it. I mean, but you know, I don't make the play calling. So you know, whatever coach thinks that, you know, he's gonna put the offense in the best situation, you know, we gotta go along with it. And, you know, I always been down with coach playing, always buying to the program, and so you know, whatever coach throw out there, I'm ready for it.
Does the bye week come at a good time for you in terms of, you know, your ribs and having a chance to kind of heal up and take a little break here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This bye week is going to be big for me as far as having a rib injury. Like I said, it ain't really been where I can be at 100% yet, so I'm waiting for that moment. And so whenever my ribs do heal, hopefully, you know, it's going to make a big difference, you know, having this bye week. So whenever it heal 100%, I don't know, will it be over this bye week, but whenever it do, it's going to be a whole nother trend.
I was going to say, at some point this year, you figure it'll be 100%.
It's day to day. And, you know, that's where hopefully I get to. You know, I'm playing on there every week, so, you know, I'm taking big leaks and, you know, trying to give big leaks too. So, you know, it's different. You know, guys diving on the pile after the play and stuff, you know, it's crazy underneath that pile.
Who dove on you like that?
The big D tackle, man. He dove on me. The big Samoan D tackle, he dove on me. And I thought everything came out of my guts. But it was, you know, it was funny after a while, though. It was, you know, I didn't feel it as bad as I thought I was going to feel it.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going home. I'm going home for a minute and chill with my grandma. And of course, I'm going to Bama. I'll be at the game.
So after taking that shot, the ribs any worse? Are they okay?
No, they're all right, man. And, you know, like I said, it's still the same. It's day to day. It's getting better, though. It feel way better than it did 2 weeks ago when I first injured, or 3 weeks ago. It's day to day, so it's coming along pretty good, though.
What are your goals? What are your goals for the last 7 games of the season?
To win, and you know, if it's 100-yard game, it's 100-yard game. If it's 50-yard game, it's 50-yard game. As long as we're winning, and as long as we're doing everything we can, you know, fundamentally to, you know, put ourselves in a better situation than winning the game.
You feel like you're poised for this last 7 or 8 games. You've had some injuries. Now you're getting healthy. I'm excited to see what you're going to do this last
Sunday. Oh, yeah. On Sunday, I'm not hurt on Sunday. When it comes to Sunday, I'm 100%. So, you know, injuries, you know, it's no question when it comes to, you know, game day. You know, when it comes to me having to practice, because I'm going to be, you know, mentally wise, I'm going to be 100%. And physically on Sunday, I'm going to be 100% no matter what.
Drew, are you excited about these last 6, 7 games? Which, you know,
oh yeah, I'm very excited about these last 7 games because we can make a big difference. You know, especially what people think about, you know, Cleveland Brown. You know, so we can write our own story off right here. We can write a, you know, big chapter right here. You know, what we demand on this team, and you know what we want our season, you know, to end like.
Trent, you think this coaching staff is still trying to figure out how to best use you, when to use you, etc.?
You know, I think they know, you know, what they're doing. I just think they're just trying to, you know, put me in different positions. If that's just catching the ball or, you know, running the ball, they're just trying to do different things, you know, to equal out all my ability. And so, you know, I don't think they don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. You know, they wouldn't have their job if they didn't. They're just trying to find different ways, you know, give me the ball, give me in space and stuff like that.
Is there, obviously, there's been so much talk about the rookie quarterbacks, the big, large group, but you're off to a good start. Have you been following Martin, kid from Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I followed him, and Doug, he's doing a real good job, man. And, you know, the way he's handling his situation down there, and it couldn't happen to nobody else, you know, like it has happened to Doug. You know, that dude's blessed, man, and the way he's running the ball, man, it's tremendous, man. And, you know, I expected all that from him.
Do you think you have a 250-yard game?
Oh, yeah, I'm due for one. But, you know, in this league here, you know, it's kind of tough to get in our league. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, if it happened, it's happened. Like I said, you know, I'm running behind our offensive line, and our receivers, they're going to lay out good blocks, too. They're going to hold the edges down. And so, you know, like I said, we just got to, you know, make sure we just move the ball.
Trey, do you think guys as a whole are encouraged in the direction this team's going? I mean, do you feel like it's finally coming together?
Oh, yeah. You know, guys, they're very encouraged. You know, we was down 14-0, and we came all the way back, man, and you know, we scored some unanswered points. And, you know, we just stayed in the moment, man. We fought, man, and we stayed in the heat of the moment. And we made sure that, you know, they was going to remember who they was playing. And, you know, we was going to do everything we took to win last week. You know, of course we didn't win. I mean, but, you know, we did everything we could, and we fought, man. We had a couple of penalties, you know, touchdown call back. I mean, but it happens. It's football.
Trent,
Trent, do you understand the criticism that some people are giving for exchanging jerseys with Ray Rice, or is that kind of beyond what you're...
I ain't got no questions about that. I haven't gotten any questions about that. Me and Ray Rice being good friends, he's been a big brother to me since I came into the league, and so if people don't like it, that's something that I'm going to put on my wall, he's going to put mine on his wall, so...